When the New York Times executive editor Jill Abramson was fired this week, it reminded Kevin Roos of another shakeup at the paper. Roos is a New York Magazine columnist and former Times staffer, and he tells us about it for this week's Must Read.
The Times has dealt with big problems before. I'm talking, of course, about Jason Blair. And the definitive account of that saga is a book called Hard News by Seth Mnookin. It's the story of an old-line institution that allowed a snake to slip through unnoticed. Blair, as you might remember, was a young Times reporter who was caught plagiarizing and fabricating stories for many months. But Mnookin's theory is that Blair might not have lasted so long if not for Howell Raines, the executive editor at the time. Raines is a great character, southern, charismatic, self-assured in his white Panama hat, and when he was in charge, it was all about him. Mnookin writes that Raines loved seeing his name in bold-faced type. He loved making grand entrances at cocktail parties, holding court in a seersucker suit. Mnookin describes how Raines created a culture in which Blair was allowed to thrive. The young reporter understood what his executive editor wanted. Drama, glamour, style, narrative. So what if the details of Blair's coverage weren't quite right? His stories were gripping. The scandal enveloped the whole paper, forced Raines to resign, and sparked a chaotic frenzy in the company that Mnookin compares to Lord of the Flies. In the end, a team of Times reporters were assigned to look into the Blair situation. They checked his old stories and published a sweeping front-page exposé. In this week's Times shakeup, the facts haven't all emerged. We don't know exactly what happened with Jill Abramson or how her successor, Dean Baquet, will do things differently. But it's clear that the Times is in soul-searching mode once again.
That's Kevin Roos recommending the book Hard News by Seth Mnookin. Roos's latest book is called Young Money.